You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio with Jimmy K and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
8:30 in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mag Zinc Radio. 6 hours of local independent music every Saturday night. Rocker's here. The Solutions are here. It's going to be an interview of awesomeness. Brand new music here from The Solutions now. This song is called Complicated. It's Mag Zinc. We are local music.
I am not the heartless one. I'm not
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. The Solution. That song is called Complicated, and it rocks. It's awesome. Jimmy K and Rocker here with you on a Saturday night here on Devil Radio 92.7, 101 FM, the Shaw out in Waukesha. Of course, worldwide on the Devil Radio app. Rocker, would you do me a favor and tell the people about The Solution?
Man, did that tune kick ass or what, Jimmy? Drummer Jim Band has been around the Madison music scene since the 80s, performing in bands like Rock Sally, Rat's Ass, Leslie Thriller, Terra Mara, and now The Solution. And he's joined up with other longtime Madison scenesters like guitarist Gary Ellis and Mike Alice, along with bassist Mark Owens. Put a crown on the top with British singer and current Madisonian Adrian Grimes, and the band has just released their first EP, How Does It Feel? Here in the studio with us tonight is drummer Jim Band and singer Adrian Grimes of The Solution. Boys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks very much. It's awesome to be here.
I would like to say it feels really good.
It does. Back in the studio, Jimmy. But before I get to the band, I'd like to find about who you guys are. Jim, let's start with you. You became a professional drummer at age 12, and since you've played in a ton of local acts, as well as nationally with Leslie Thriller, tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Well.
We put you on the spot.
How much time we got here?
Oh, just brief.
I tried out for some bands, and really young age, like you said, to age 12, I was playing locally in my hometown where I grew up, which is a little north of the Wisconsin Dells. And anyway, went through high school. I was in the Madison Scouts Drum Corps here.
Oh, yeah.
Went on and tried out for a Madison band called Leslie Thriller back in the day. And got that gig and had 2 days to learn the material and go out on the road. So since then, it's just been playing drums wherever I can. So,
wow, nice. And Adrian, you come to Madison by way of Great Britain, and I even read that you served in Her Majesty's Civil Service. Like, were you Grimes 006 or something?
No, it was much more boring than that. I worked in the statistics department. So it was import and export. So I was calling people up and saying, you're charging too much money for that steel. It was really exciting.
But now you did do some exciting things over across the pond. I saw that you worked with Uli John Roth of the Scorpions and even Jeff Lynne of ELO. Tell us a little of your backstory.
Sure. So I actually dropped out of college at the tender age of 19 because I had the opportunity to tour the United States with a rock band. We moved over to the Baltimore area, and I spent a couple of years touring up and down in what can loosely be called an early heavy metal band. Went back home absolutely convinced of my overnight success, and then tried for about 18 years. And I had recording and publishing contracts in my 20s and 30s. And as you say, I worked with Jeff Lynne. He produced a record for us, and it got lots and lots of airplay. It was a track called Tower of Babel. And unfortunately, it just never hit the big time. And the music industry back in the late 1980s, early 90s changed dramatically with the advent of wonderful bands like the Spice Girls, who pretty much ruined everything for me. I was doing a lot of session work at that time, and people just weren't interested in having a seasoned rocker doing that stuff anymore. So I had to learn how to program drums and things like that. But yeah, it was good while it lasted, but then it ended up going back to school. I became a scientist and dropped everything, took all the piercings out, and moved out to America to grad school, actually. And grad school was the most stressful thing I'd ever done, much more stressful than music ever was. And so I joined a rock band, and that was in North Carolina when I was at Duke University, and was going out doing Judas Priest and Led Zeppelin and AC/DC, and get to scream my head off for about 3 hours a night every other week. And that got me through grad school. Ended up moving to Madison, and just on the off chance checked out Craigslist, and there was this band that were putting some stuff together, and I auditioned. I was terribly worried that I was going to turn up. There'd be a bunch of young kids, and I'd turn up. And we're all about the same age, and The Solution was born, and it's been a tremendous laugh putting this stuff together.
Now, The Solution has mainly been a cover band, but recently you've released an EP with several original songs, including the one we just heard. Tell us a little backstory on The Solution as a band. I know that you guys have some of the former band members from bands like Falcon.
Yeah, would you like to talk a little bit about that, Jim? I mean, I know we have a couple of guys that were in Falcon, and when I joined the band, I think there was one of the reasons was another prior member of Falcon had been singing, and they had a sort of falling out and decided they didn't want to go in the same direction. So that was where I jumped in, I think.
That's right.
There you go. Thanks for that.
Simple answer.
Thank you. Yes, I think Jim framed that very nicely.
He did.
Well, tell us about the new EP and where we can find it online. Where was this recorded? You know, give us the skinny.
Well, first of all, it's going to be released to the public on May 5th, so it's not out there quite yet.
Okay.
But at that point, we do have a CD release party booked on May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo at the Boulevard. It's bike night over there.
Nice.
Oh yeah, right there on East Washington in Madison.
We'll be releasing the CD at that point.
Will you be playing outside or inside?
Outside is the hope.
Ah, yes.
May 6th. It's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It could be. It might not be.
Yeah, we'll be there.
But you mentioned you know, we started out as a cover band, and you know, I guess the main reason for that, you know, I've been in a lot of bands where we did a lot of original stuff and cover stuff, and one of the big things is, you know, we like to play.
Yeah.
And you know, it's nice to get paid when you play too. So
yeah.
and it's very, very difficult to do that if you just come out as all original. So yeah. We kind of made the foundation first, got our name out there a little bit, playing the covers, we got plenty of gigs booked. And then trying to, at this point, just transitioning a little bit towards original music.
What's your, for each of you here, what's your favorite cover song to play on stage?
Oh, boy.
So one of the fun things about the band is that, you know, we do some of the stuff that, like I said, I came to tour the States in 1980 to 82, and I was doing things like Shot Down in Flames by AC/DC and okay. Head Out to the Highway by Judas Priest, and yeah. We're still doing those now, which is great fun.
Yes.
And I can still hit the notes, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But then the other thing that we try to do is we'll throw in some things that are a little sort of left field. So one song that I love singing live is actually Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars.
Really?
It gives me the opportunity to do the splits as well, which is...
can you acapella the chorus?
So, sure. It's... good little now. Yes. Girls set you hallelujah. Woo! Everyone's going to join in with the Who here. Girls set you hallelujah. Woo! Girls set you hallelujah. Because Uptown Funk going to give it to you. Because Uptown Funk going to give it to you. Because Uptown Funk going to give it to you. Saturday night and we're in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Woo!
Beautiful.
So that's a hoot.
You handled that like a professional.
Yeah, we've just thrown an Alice Merton song in into the set as well, which is actually kind of fun to play. We've got Maroon 5, and then, you know, we mix that in and make it our own sort of Solution sound, and it's I think a lot of people are very surprised and see that we're having a great laugh with the stuff that we're doing, and so it's been going down very well.
Now, are you guys playing out anywhere towards like the Waukesha or Milwaukee area? Because, you know, we broadcast out there too.
We're actually really looking to do more out in that direction than Milwaukee for sure. We haven't done much out that direction just yet, but hopefully in the future.
Nice. Well, Jim, Adrian, thanks so much for taking the time out to stop down to the studio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, before you go, we're going to listen to the title track from your new EP, How Does It Feel? And that's going to be released, you said, May 5th at the Boulevard here in Madison. This song is called How Does It Feel? Tell us about this song before we hear it.
So it's a classic breakup song, but I tried to write the lyric from the point of view of being the person who is being broken up with, as opposed to, you know, the sort of usual I've been broken up. So it's asking the question, you know, how does it feel now that you're on your own? How does it feel now you've lost me? And so it's a sort of a reverse take on a classic love song type thing.
Now, This and it was made the title track of the album.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy?
There we go. How does it feel? The Solution on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Enjoy.
First into molting lead. This is Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7. We are local music. That's Instead We Smile. Hear It Coming. Love that tune. The Solution before that. How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel when I do this? Rocker, are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling great, Jimmy.
Dude, I love The Solution.
They are good, huh?
Can we squeeze them into Bomblastica?
I wish.
Can you guys do a show? Hey, speaking of Bomblastica, Rocker, that's coming up on May the 7th. That's a Saturday night. The festivities will kick off at 6 o'clock, Rocker. We're going to do a live broadcast. There's going to be a Max Inc. art show. Tell me about that real quick.
Well, Jimmy, I'm going to bring down some prints from Max Inc. past, and I'll also bring down some old magazines,
nice.
Some archives, so people can kind of look through, because it's a trip down memory lane when you start reading the old, 22 years ago, what the music scene was like. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and then we'll have some beer from Starkweather Brewing, and we'll have some munchies from Salvatore's Tomato Pies, and then we'll have three bands, Jimmy, including mine. So we'll do Seven Seasons Deep to open up, featuring Jamie Poster and Sean Anthony Brown and the boys, and then Iron Plow. And then Cold Black River.
It's going to be a great night of rock and roll. I'm looking forward to the live broadcast before that. It's going to be a good time. And Sean Anthony Brown will be in the house. It doesn't get much better than that, right?
And there's going to be some surprises. Nice. I'll just tell you that now, that I can't tell you what they are, but that there will be them.
Well, we'd love surprises. You know what? I'm really excited about FET. Because the Jimmies are going to play there, and Marsha Ball will be on stage with the Jimmies for Fetla Maquette, July 14th to 17th. To get the information online, here's the Jimmies.
I ran into some trouble some time back. Me and my old lady got a little off track. Hey, it's when my world started tumbling. I couldn't deal with all your lies. Hey, and then I caught you running around. Took my house, you took my money. Kept the dog, now that ain't funny. I don't care what
ain't getting none of my pension.
It's not there. Hey, hey, got a lot of hit to get that back.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.